In the darkness of his Meridrian prison cell, Aaron endures his 13th day of captivity. The sensory deprivation of his blindfold proves more torturous than the iron chains cutting into his wrists or his gnawing hunger. His mind replays memories of Lara like a cruel performance, her smile across the breakfast table, her fingers brushing his shoulder during council meetings, the way she'd curl against him during cold desert nights. Each memory now poisoned by doubt. Was every intimate moment calculated? Every shared laugh a step toward his kingdom's downfall? Meanwhile, Lara marks another day in her damp cell beneath Iranahul's foundations, imprisoned by Aran's own people. Her desperate explanations to Anna, how she'd planned to rescue Aran, how she'd been working against her father all along, had backfired catastrophically. The guards who bring her meals turn away, their silence more damning than curses. With each passing hour, her fear for Aran grows, knowing her father's capacity for cruelty. The bitter irony crushes her. She needs Ithakana's resources to save their king, but her past actions have destroyed any chance of them trusting her. Every memory of their life together now feels tainted. When she'd whispered, "I love you," in the darkness, had she been rehearsing lines for her final act of betrayal? Their separation stretches beyond physical distance, carving a chasm through the foundation of trust they'd built together. In a pristine rose garden, King Silas Valiant interrogates a shackled Aran. Silas reveals Irinel Island's dire situation, dwindling supplies and mounting casualties, their protective isolation now a prison. Silas presents evidence of Lara's alleged betrayal, a blood-stained document with her signature threatening both kingdoms. He alternates between fatherly concern and cold strategy, while outlining his plan to capture Lara during her rescue attempt. Despite everything, Aran maintains composure, though his clenched jaw and whitened knuckles betray his silent prayer that Lara stays away. The true orchestrator is revealed as the Magpie, Siren, Meridrina's legendary spymaster who shaped Lara and her sisters into weapons. When Siren presents a hooded, wounded woman resembling Lara, Aran offers Irinal's defense secrets to save her. Learning it's actually Emra, Kestark's commander, Aran grants her a merciful death by breaking her neck, showing both compassion and defiance against Siren's calculated cruelty. After weeks in the Crestek Mountains, Lara finds Serena in a remote hamlet, married, pregnant, and no longer the assassin she once was. Rather than resenting Lara for Marilyn's death, Serena understands her sister's impossible choice, recognizing how love for Aran transformed Lara from their father's weapon into someone capable of sacrifice. Their reunion overflows with complex emotions. Serena notes that Lara manages emotions about as well as Bronwyn executes a rear knife attack, like shit, highlighting Lara's emotional stunting. When Lara warns them away from the dangerous rescue mission, Bronwyn's challenge exposes her conflict, needing help while fearing their father's influence. This sisterhood contrasts chosen family with blood ties. Each bears scars from their father's cruelty, but found different healing paths. While blood bound them to their father, their choice to support each other made them true family, showing how genuine bonds form through understanding, forgiveness, and solidarity despite the costs. After a daring rescue involving Lara, her sisters, and the palace harem, Aran and Lara flee through enemy territory. When surrounded by Meridrinian soldiers, Lara makes the desperate decision to escape into the deadly Red Desert, a wasteland from her childhood that might be their only chance at survival. The desert becomes both salvation and crucible as they endure brutal heat while climbing endless dunes with pursuers behind them. Atop one massive dune, they spot both their hunters and an approaching sandstorm, which Lara leads them toward as their only hope. Throughout this journey, the physical toll mirrors their emotional distance. Aran's anger at Lara's betrayal remains a barrier despite their mutual dependence. In an abandoned compound where Lara was trained, she reveals how she discovered her father planned to kill her and her sisters, and why she chose to take Marilyn's place as the bride sent to Ithacana. Their journey grows increasingly desperate against soldiers and harsh conditions. At an oasis outpost, Lara is captured while stealing supplies and left naked in a pillory under the scorching sun. As her skin blisters, she believes Arryn has abandoned her, yet resolves to survive, reminding herself she is the little cockroach, testament to her tenacity. When Arryn appears to make a deal with the merchant excluding her, it's actually a ruse. After dispatching the merchant and his men, he rescues Lara and leads her to the Forbidden Lake where townspeople won't search. Hiding in the water with Lara clinging to him, she's overwhelmed by his return. When she admits her doubt, Arryn cups her face and whispers he'll always come for her, while reminding her they can't be together. Their paradox is clear, unable to live together, yet unable to abandon each other. Just when victory seems within reach, Arryn and his forces have recaptured several islands, they discover Silas's true plan. The Meridianian king has launched a massive assault on Arranol, Ithacana's heart. Signal fires blaze across the night as Arranol calls for aid. The final battle unfolds across multiple fronts, cliffs, surrounding waters, and the critical underground harbor entrance protected by a massive portcullis. Enemy ships surround the island, while sailors deploy grappling hooks and archers target defenders. Lara, previously left behind, makes her way to Arranol independently. She spots her father commanding the ship pulling at the harbor portcullis and realizes he's what keeps the soldiers fighting. Using a crossbow with rope, she slides down to his ship and challenges him. During their duel, she feigns a stumble to sink her knife into his chest. As he dies, the soldiers retreat, but Lara leaps into shark-infested waters, traditionally used to execute traitors, completing her journey from her father's weapon to his destroyer. The finale finds Lara trapped in shark-infested waters, clinging to the harbor portcullis as Arryn desperately tries to save her. He discovers a small gap and guides her underwater, but her belt snags. After freeing her, he pulls her through, only to find her lifeless. Refusing to give up, Arryn performs frantic resuscitation. "I love you. I need you. Please come back," he begs. From Lara's perspective, we experience her climbing from murky darkness, chased by all the villains who had haunted my life, as Arryn's voice pulls her back. 3 days later, Lara awakens. The war is over. The storm scattered enemy fleets, and with her father dead, their soldiers are surrendering. When she suggests leaving, Arryn asks her to stay, explaining how the shark's restraint proves she's been judged worthy by the sea in Ithacanan tradition. "Will you stay?" he asks. "Yes," she answers, joining Arryn to address the people as Queen of Ithacana despite her injuries. Their journey embodies forgiveness and redemption, transforming mistakes into stepping stones toward becoming better versions of themselves.